Lord, we thank you that in your word it says that we don't have to be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your plans, Father. Lord, you know what we need before we even ask. But your heart is for us to participate, to take part in bringing before you our request and laying it at the altar. Father, let us be thankful for what you've done and what you're doing, Father, and what we're going to see you do. Father, let us be anxious for nothing, but let us be expectant of what you'll do. Keep our eyes open to our prayers being answered in ways we can't imagine and things we can't even expect. Give those praying this morning eyes only for you, Jesus. We pray. Amen. Awesome. Welcome, church. You can take a seat. Cool. Yeah, welcome. Hey, and we just want to say a big welcome to anyone who's new and visiting. It's great to have you guys. This morning's a little bit different for those who haven't been to one of our praise and prayer services. This morning we have a variety of people coming up and they're going to spend 5 minutes just praying over something within our nation, praying for our churches and our schools and our families and our healthcare. So I have the privilege of welcoming people this morning who are going to participate in that and come up and pray. But firstly, just if there's kids, kid zone and frequency, and just the mother's room is open for those who want to take their kids out. But cool. I just want to firstly invite, there's going to be two people praying, and then from there we'll have more worship, and then there'll be another two people, and then another worship song, and then someone is going to end with a prayer, and then also we're going to do communion this morning. So I have the privilege of inviting Diana Edwards, who is going to pray over our healthcare, and then after Diana it's going to be Joyce and Rosanna Price, who are going to pray for our families. So welcome, guys.
I'm waiting for my lectern lady. Ella's on duty. I'm praying for healthcare because it's an area I'm passionate about, and it's a huge area. I struggled to put it all to try and decrease what I wanted to pray for because, thank you, Ella. But I'm really thankful for this opportunity. There is such a need, as you will all know. Everybody's lives touch into healthcare at some stage, even if it's not for yourself personally, it's for your family and your friends. And there is just such a struggle there with the lack of services and the pressure and stress on services at the moment. I'm in the pharmacy and work there. We've seen massive changes and stress on our system and extra services that we now offer. And that's put an extra load on us, but it helps take some off the GPs. I don't know if you know this, the New Zealand healthcare system is the biggest employer in New Zealand, made up of about 220,000 highly skilled, dedicated and professional people. There are over 58,000 working nurses in New Zealand and about 3,300 vacancies in primary care nursing and up to 2,000 vacancies in aged residential care. That's just one touch on the need in the health system at present. It covers a wide range of professionals. So when I talk about the healthcare system, I'm talking too about doctors, nurses, radiologists, phlebotomists or blood suckers, physiotherapists, occupational therapists, healthcare assistants, admin staff, rescue, home care, midwives, mental health services, dentists, and the list goes on. So sorry if I didn't mention somebody's specialty there. But I've got my list up there. It does vary slightly. I did ask for a slight change, so if I don't... Number four is changing. So if it's tolerance from patients and customers towards staff. Okay, so... and I'm pushing number four up into number two. So it just didn't... Oh, no, number one. So it didn't quite get there. So here we go. We're just going to bring this to the Lord because he's the only one with the strength and the ability to change things and to change men's minds and to work in the midst. Father, first of all, I'd just like to give thanks for all the healthcare workers, for how hard they work, for their caring hearts, for how much they give of themselves and their time in caring for others. Lord, we pray you'll strengthen them each day so they can cope with the demands and pressures on them, that they'll get the holiday leave that they need, time with their families and time for themselves to be refreshed. Lord, we pray for wisdom in their time management. And we pray, Lord, that they won't get burnt out, that they will have the support and the backup from colleagues and others around them to get the time they need. We pray that over this Christmas time they'll have a break and well-earned rest. Lord, we pray for wisdom and help for the government in setting up and establishing priorities for the new health boards. Lord, we ask that they'll involve those who are working in and invested in all health sectors, consulting them and involving them in the planning and policy, that they would put their suggestions into practice and not just listen. Father, we ask that you'll correct the allocation of funding for healthcare, that it won't remain too admin heavy, Father, that it will go across the board to all the workers. We ask that each area of the country will be considered and they'll get the help they need, and the ageing infrastructure will be replaced or renewed. Lord, we ask too for priority to be given to those with cancer and urgent surgeries that are waiting for long periods in some cases and getting sicker. We ask that you would be with them, comfort them and their families, help them to get the care quickly that they need, and for them to be, and that you would be close to them at this time, upholding them and keeping them. Father, we ask for adequate staffing levels across all areas of healthcare, that doctors and nurses and others will want to come to New Zealand, that there would be improved immigration pathways from the government, enabling doctors to enter the workforce in New Zealand more quickly, and for New Zealand residency to be offered more readily, so that they can come and bring their families to New Zealand permanently. That there would be a greater allocation of training for doctors and nurses and other healthcare professionals, that young people wouldn't be put off by the challenges in health, and that wages, staffing, the rewards of a career in helping others would be attractive to them. Father, we ask for the public to be understanding and patient regarding the difficulties in the health system at present, that they wouldn't be verbally or physically abusive towards reception staff or workers. Help them to set aside their own agendas, Father, and in the midst of their difficult circumstances, help them to be understanding. We pray for protection over doctors and nurses and paramedics as they have to deal with people who are abusive, that they might have the right strategy to defuse difficult situations and you would keep them safe. Father, we ask that those who are Christians will be a blessing where they work. Thank you for them being in the workforce. Thank you for what they bring, that they bring you. They represent you and your heart and your flavour there, Lord. We ask that you would give them strength and wisdom in all that they do. May they bring your joy, love, kindness and peace to their fellow workers and patients, that they will shine your light of love and acceptance to others. I pray that their actions and words would draw those that don't know you to seek after you and find your love and redemption for themselves. Amen. Sorry, I was just going to encourage you now just to pray. We're just going to give you a minute's time to pray on your own for the healthcare system, to lift your own heart, your own sense of needs and understanding of what's going on in areas that, and people that you might want to pray for. So if you could just do that for 1 minute before the next person comes. Thank you.
Hi Church, I'm Joash and this is my lovely wife Rosanna, and we're up here to pray for families, finance, wisdom for parents, supernatural provision, and the family of God will bless one another. I'll just say that the way I pray might be a bit different. I give thanks first and then praise and recognition for who our Father in Heaven is, and then the request that we're asking. So, first of all, giving thanks. I give thanks, Father, for your housing and finance and wisdom that you've already given us. I'm grateful for the provision in the areas that we recognise and other areas in our lives that maybe we take for granted. Thank you, Father, for all you've given us. and will give us and have given us. We are already truly blessed, and we give you thanks. I want to also praise you for who you are. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Creator and Sustainer. You are Abba Father and the Lord Almighty. You and you alone are sovereign. You are highest. There's none beside you or beneath you like you in the heavens above or the earth beneath. You are the Holy of Holies. And nobody comes to you but through Yeshua, our Messiah, Jesus Christ, and we come to you in his name. So today, we come to you and ask for your provision, particularly for the families of the church and for your people. We also pray for their extended families and friends, those we call brothers and sisters. We ask for your provision of shelter is with them, that everyone has a place to lay their head, clothes to wear, and food to eat. We know that in some cases, this means the provision of finances. The current economic climate is getting a bit out of control with increased rates, general inflation, increased interest rates for home loans. And we just ask that you give us wisdom to budget and prioritise our spending on the right things. Where there are people that are already doing this and still can't make ends meet, let your supernatural provision be abundant to them. I know you can provide anything you like, any way you like. You own the cattle on a thousand hills, whether that's through friends and family or even strangers. I know you can provide whatever you like to whomever you like, especially those who call upon your name, who follow your laws and commandments, who follow our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Your one and true, only begotten Son, Yeshua, the Word who became flesh. Those who call upon your name, Father, give them the provision that they need. I also ask that you give the courage to ask for that provision to you first, Lord, and then to those around them, their family and friends and church who love them.
Lord, you are a provider. We are grateful for everything that you've provided in our lives, from our family and friends to our cars, our clothes, our jobs, everything that we have, the clothes on our back, the shoes on our feet, you have provided, and we are so grateful for this. We ask that you provide for those who are doing it rough around this time of year. We ask that you bless those who are experiencing financial hardship. Bless those who perhaps are in debt and are wondering how they're going to get out of it. Bless those who just need a little bit more support this time of year, whether socially, financially, or spiritually, Lord. We ask that you shine your light on them, that you make your presence known, that you fill their cups, and that you give them your shalom, your peace. We also thank you, Lord, for our church family, the Lane Park Church family. We know that the second greatest commandment is to love our neighbours as ourselves, and we are so blessed to find this church so full of goodness and love. And we ask that you provide more opportunities for us to lean on each other, encourage each other, and give each other support through this time. But we also pray more widely for everyone that follows you, Lord, and seeks your kingdom, that they are brought closer to you during this time, and that they also are generous to each other and gracious to each other. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I love how George was talking about feels like declaring who God is and thanking him and declaring his nature. So do you want to stand with us? And we're just going to sing the song that is called Goodness of God. And it talks about the goodness of God.
Fills me. Oh.
Thank you, Diana and Joash and Rosanna, for your prayers. Just with our praying this morning, feel free to, you know, sit and stand or kneel. But I was just thinking, like, we all have testimonies to God's faithfulness in our lives and what He's done in our past and what He's doing now in our lives. And I think that's like a cool place to set our heart and have confidence in the prayers that we're praying this morning, is that we know that our God is faithful and that He's good and that He's done good in our lives. And so, yeah, let's pray out of a confidence that God hears us this morning, and that what we're praying for is exactly what His heart is for us as a church family and us as a nation and our families and our healthcare, and that, you know, all good things come from Him. And so this is His heart, and yeah, that we get to participate and just lay it before Him and know that He picks it up. So I just want to invite Radu and Edward, and sorry, Luke, Edwards, who are going to pray for the Christmas season activities. And then after that, I'll just invite my mama, Kathy, who will pray for the NZ churches. Cool.
So, we're praying over the Christmas season, and it's just such a gift of a time that we can use to reflect but celebrate and to think of the goodness of God. And so I've got 2 points, and then Radu will be praying over the other 2 points. The first is that we would care for one another well this season, and so I just want to pray. Lord, we thank you for the example that you give of your love towards everything and everyone. We pray that you would help us to look to you and follow your example of love. And may we help each other through this time and help us celebrate and find joy together. May we also be patient with one another and help us to find grace and love when we are struggling to do that. And may we share hope with everyone. May we tell the good news and may we spread to those who need to hear it in this season. Especially those who haven't heard it, but in our workplaces and our places of study, where we might find ourselves, even at the supermarket, may we be sharing this news of love and joy. Would we bring light? I pray that and for the next point, which is rest during a busy time and with space to receive the gifts of hope, peace, joy, and love. Lord, we thank you for this time of Advent and Christmas, and we remember that you came as a gift to us all, essentially, and I pray that you would help us to reflect on this gift of your coming, and that we would use this opportunity as a time to reflect and to focus on the gifts that you brought. We pray for hope. This world is always in need of hope, and we feel it in this time as well. And so we pray especially for those who are struggling to find hope, that you would be light to them, and we would be able to share that hope. We pray for peace in an age of anxiety, of want and worry. Help us still our minds and help us to also share with others who might need to help to bring peace in a time where we might be worried. Help us to find joy and to look at this wonderful earth that you've created that is bursting forth with so many good things. This time is of celebration, and so help us do that well and help us to find so many good things, and may our celebrations together be filled with goodness, Lord. And just as your love, help us to be loved to others just to follow your example. And finally, I just want to end on this verse that came to mind when I was praying earlier this week. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-footing on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly.
Let's stand with us, please. God is good. God is good. God is good. Brothers and sisters, I want to bring you up. Remember, I tried to bring your memories and think. I told you a very quick story. It's a young man which was flee for his brother. And then his father sent him to Haran to get a bride for him. And he was sick and tired, and night coming, and he was going to sleep. And he took a rock and put it on his head. He's go to sleep. I'm not sure if you remember what I'm talking about. And in his sleep, he had a dream. In his dream, he saw stairways from earth to the heavens. And on a stairways, the angel of God going up and down. I want to declare this morning in Glen Park Church how he is calling in the morning. He wake up and he says, oh, I didn't know that God was here. I didn't know that God is present there. He called their place Bethel, which means the house of the Lord. This morning, we declare Glen Park Church, Bethel. Lord is here. Isn't it? Did you feel his presence? Did we feel his presence? What we do, it's the strongest, most powerful weapon what we have. Our prayers, brothers and sisters. When we get together in his name and ask anything according with his will, he will give it to us. I say again, whatever we ask in his name, he will give it to us. Because we ask according with his will. And this morning we are more than two or three. We're all together in his name. Let's bow our heads and come before the Lord and ask. Look, he bring light in the darkness. When he was born, he left the heaven and come down on earth and become one of us. He know for the beginning why he is on this earth. Brothers and sisters, let's pray that on this time, through events what our church have, like Shine, like City Council have another events which coming, that God will touch the people of heart. Yeah? That God will touch people in this time of hardship. Look, we know me and family were away from our home. We're far, far away, but God bless us with a wider family. But there are people in a community which they are lonely. They have nobody with them. Let's pray for them. Let also pray that God will touch them. Let also pray that the light of bring on a Christmas does bring people up to the God. To all these events, they will open their heart to the God. Now our brother says he will pray a little bit different, but I will pray. But also, please let me pray on my tongue as well. Let that Holy Spirit guide us again in our prayer. And Lord, help and listen our prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we come before you, how we stand. You says every time when you stand up, you have to do something. We have to forgive one another. You says in your word, Lord. This morning, Lane Park Church, you stand before you, Lord. And we set a staircase up here in the middle of us, Lord. When your angels come and bring on your altar our prayer and our worship and our praise, Lord. This morning, we are here before you. We don't ask will for us. We ask your mercy, Lord. We ask mercy for those we are in the needs, Lord. For those we are in, which struggle in this life. Oh, Lord, let the light which you bring it through our earth, light through their lives as well. Enado shemeno zegote knao. Hallelujah. Ribraya shimena garodo zegote knao. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we come before you and ask that. Through your people, bring comfort to them which they are feel alone. Oh Lord, you let your heaven come down on earth to bring joy, to bring peace to the people, to bring reconciliation between us human and God. You have a clear way what's coming, Lord. This morning we come and ask that you help us identify the needs of people around us and help them. Also, I know you put the seeds and also the seed what we put this time of the year that make in time to be raped, to be able to sow what we put on. Lord, shemena do se gote knaot, aleluia. Also, Lord, te rog, Doamne Iisuse, Doamne, să dai binecuvântarea ta peste poporul tău. Egrao shemena se gote knaot, raise people up for your kingdom, Lord. Raise those who are in the needs, Lord. And let open their eyes to say, whatever is with us, it's more than they are against us, Lord. Through all these events which coming along. And also, for the people, why the community of Lane Park Church, which they're going to travel, your protection will be with them. For those who just going in away to see their family, your guard and all protection be with them, Lord. And also, don't let us forget what you have done for us. Oh, Lord, you sacrifice. And also, we have this great opportunity for when we take communion, Lord, remember there is a power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power. And some of us, maybe to this Christmas, it will be not like anyone others. We'll go to the troubles, to the suffering. Please be merciful. Be willing to give peace. And everything we ask in your name. And we believe will be given to us. In your holy name I pray. Amen.
Father, we're just mindful that we are your church and we are your people and you are doing a work amongst us, not just here in Lane Park, but, Lord, across the nation and across the world. And we want to give you glory for that, Lord. We want to thank you that you called us. We want to thank you that your heart is turned towards us. And, Lord, we want to turn our hearts towards you today. Lord, build your church. Give wisdom and insight to those who are leading these churches to hear you, to build strong, godly, effective ministries. Give revelation and knowledge when they deal with issues, and may your name be glorified and lifted up. May the mark be one of love. May we be beacons of hope in this place. Father, we ask for special blessing and encouragement on those who lead. God, give them grace and wisdom. May you deepen their love and relationship with you. Protect them and their families, and may they be fruitful. We ask that all your people grow into all they can be in you. Over this time, Lord, may your people take time as they draw aside to holiday. May they rest and relax and quiet their spirits and be able to hear you afresh. May there be time for hearing you on beaches and parks, in the water, just as they're surrounded by all that you've created. May you deepen their love and knowledge of you. May your people be sensitive to your spirit and the people who cross their paths this season. May we take time and have those words in and out of season to bring hope, truth, and encouragement to the lives of those around us. In Psalm 51, when we're thinking about fresh vision and excitement for 2023, it says in Psalm 51, "Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within us. Restore to us the joy of our salvation. Then we will be able to teach wrongdoers or those who haven't found you your ways. May our mouths be filled with praise. May we sing of all your righteous truth and all that you have done in our lives. And may we praise you for your faithfulness and the work that you are doing in our lives and in the lives of our churches. In Jesus' name."
Just stand with us.
Working in this place. never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working.
Fitting is that for this morning, as we are laying things before Him and putting requests out in prayers, and we're asking Him to intervene in situations and in spots where we can't see the outcome, we don't know. We might not be feeling it, we might not be seeing it, but that we know that God is in it. Thank you so much to Radu and Luke and Kathy for your prayers, and I'm now going to introduce James Maloney. And for those who don't know who James is, James was the pastor of Up Up Baptist for a while, and then he's now, what are you doing? You're in the army as the chaplain. So we just welcome you, James, and James is also going to take us in communion. So thank you.
Kia ora whanau. As a Baptist pastor, Up Up Baptist Church, I first trained as a minister decades ago now, but now I work for the military. And in my context, there's 26 regular force chaplains working in the Defence Force in New Zealand, a variety of different denominations, different backgrounds. And it's one of the things I've come to love is working with such a variety of people for the gospel of Christ in a secular work environment. So I love it. It's lovely to be back in Upper Hutt, working again at Trentham, and coming along to hang out with you fine people as well. All right. So we're going to pray for our churches in Upper Hutt. And I remember as a minister here, I loved the churches working together. And it was something that was always a blessing to me as a minister, and it's a blessing to our community as well. So with that in mind, let us pray. Tuia ki te rangi. Tuia ki te whenua, tuia ki te nākau, o ngā tangata katoa. Ko te menui, ko te aroha. Tihei Māori ora. But write it in the sky, write it on the land, write it in our hearts. There is but one love, and that is your love. Behold the breath of life. Father God, you say in your word, unless you build the house, the builders labour in vain. And we're here today asking for you to build your house. It's not made up of buildings, it's not made up of bricks and mortar, it's made up of people. All those who call upon your name scattered throughout this valley and various congregations all around the place. May your blessing be on them, Lord God. May your favour be with them. And may you continue to build your house. The church is the hope of the world. The enemy would love to disrupt what we're doing here and what is going on. But you say, greater is he in us than he that is in the world. And we pray for your overcoming spirit in all people, Lord God, throughout this valley. May there be lights of hope in our community. It is a crazy world out there. There is so much uncertainty, so much fear, so much anxiety, but you bring hope and love and a purpose and a way through the storms. We're grateful, Lord God. May you protect all our congregations. May you help them navigate this challenging season. And where there seems like there's division and polarized opinions in every area of life, may you bring peace. May you bring unity. This blessing that we're seeking is not for ourselves. It is a broken and hurting world out there, and there are so many who need you. We seek this blessing to be a blessing to others, to be able to reach out with hope in our community. We do pray that you honour and bless, that we will honour and bless each other as congregations, because where there is unity, you do command a blessing. May we pray for each other, our family, our friends, all those we know connected in this great community who share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We do pray that we'll continue growing and supporting each other in all practical ways as we see opportunities around us. There are always ways to work together. We pray your blessing on us in this. May we work together with a positive regard for each other and ways to reach our community and be a blessing to our leaders here as well. We do pray for ministers and pastors. It has been a difficult time in ministry for many. There's been challenges of COVID, of navigating that environment, of disrupted congregations, of disunity. It's taken a toll on our pastors and our leaders. I bless them, Lord God. And one of the biggest blessings is having friends and colleagues to call upon to pray with each other. So I pray for the ministers and pastors, the Christian leaders in the Hutt Valley. Bless them, Lord God. Bless them with friendship and favour with each other. We pray you bless them with godly elders. We pray you bless their leadership teams. They work together. The musicians and all those who contribute to a positive church environment, bless them, Lord God. Watch over them and work along them. Bless them with your spirit and guiding and encouraging them and helping them to lead well in all seasons. We're grateful for this. We ask this in your mighty name. Amen. We're going to, we got to pray for 2 minutes in our own buzz. So we'll give you a 2 minute countdown to pray for churches. You've all got friends and family members scattered throughout this place and worshiping different places. Let's take a moment to pray for those people and their churches. The story that came to mind for communion today, firstly to check that you guys did the same sort of communion as Baptists, but we're all squared away. It's roughly similar, so we're good with that. The story of Abraham and Isaac, and Abraham, the father of the Jewish nation, and the father of faith, and God asking him to sacrifice his son Isaac on the altar, and of course he gets to the point prepared to do it, and God sends an angel to intervene and says stop and don't do this, and provides a goat as a sacrifice instead. And then God says to him something on the lines of, because you didn't hold back from me your son, whom you love very much, all these blessings are going to be yours. And he carried on, and what a blessing it was. A whole nation descended from one man and his family that eventually led to Jesus Christ. And then if we come a bit further forward on the Mount of Transfiguration, when the disciple went up and saw God's presence with Jesus, his face glowing, and chatting with the old prophets the night before, or before he was going to be betrayed. And God said to him, listen to him, he's my son, whom I love very much. And that story of Abraham, I mean, that's thousands and thousands of years before Jesus. And it's God saying, you know, Abraham, it's not going to cost you your son. You're not going to go through with it. But it is going to cost me my son. My son is going to die as part of this plan. He will be raised to life, but my son is going to die for this. And Jesus, the night before he was betrayed, having supper with his closest friends, and he did this ceremony, took a glass of wine, and do this to remember me by. This wine represents my blood spilled out for you. Take this and remember me when you gather together. This bread is my body broken for you. Do this to remember me by. Of all the things Jesus did, walking on water, that's pretty cool. Raising the dead, insane. But he wants us to remember his death, his body and his blood broken for us, because it's part of that plan from so many thousands of years coming forward that his son would die and reconcile us to God. We're told in Scripture to examine ourselves when we come to the communion table. When we take these symbols of his body and his blood, examine ourselves. And that's not to load guilt and shame on you. It's so you can walk out of here free from guilt and shame. So you can take those things to God and know that you are right with him, that he was willing to give his son so that you can be made right with God. No barriers. You can call him dad. You can come boldly before him. We can pray today with confidence, knowing there's nothing between us and God because he gave his life for us. So take this gift with gratitude, knowing there's nothing you can do to earn it. It is a free gift of God to make you right with him. Take a moment to examine your life, to pray in your own time or with people around you, to bring things before God that might be weighing on your mind, things you've said that you regret, things that you should have said that you didn't say when you think you should have, things you've done which you're ashamed of. All those things, you can walk out of here free, knowing you're right with God. His grace and peace is with you. And that's why Jesus asked us to remember it. So let me pray, and then just make your way over to the communion tables over here and over here. And then in your own time, take some bread and some grape juice and remember. Remember you're right with God. You're his children. He's your dad, your father. Okay, let us pray. Oh, Holy Spirit of God, how good it is to come before you today with freedom. How good it is to be able to stand in your presence with you, our Father, here today with us, listening to our prayers. How good it is we can worship in freedom like this. How good it is to be reconciled back to you, to have hope and faith and love, to have purpose in this crazy world. Now we pray for these symbols. We pray for what this means. We're grateful for it, for your body broken for us. We may not fully understand it, but you gave your life for us, and you asked us to remember. So as we take this bread, we remember, Lord God, you gave your body to be broken for us. The juice representing your blood poured out for us. You're willing to go through with it all the way to the very end, to death, so that we can be free. And we thank you for your blood, which cleanses us, which washes away all our sin, all the barriers. There's nothing before us. We're in your presence because of this, and we're grateful. Bless these people today. Bless us as we examine ourselves and once again remind ourselves of what a precious gift we have in you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
huge thank you to those who came up and prayed this morning. I know for some of you guys it would have been your first time on stage, so thank you. And just obviously our five prayer topics, if you want to keep them in your prayers this week and coming forth, so like healthcare, our families this Christmas season, our churches, and got the last one. But yeah, keep those in your prayers this week and this Christmas holidays. So yeah, thank you. And I've just got a few notices before we finish up the service and I hand it over to the band. Yeah, we've got our Shine brochures out in the foyer for those who have signed up to hand out brochures around Upper Hutt, so you can pick them up out there. I think the clerks are running that. Also, just an update on how the women's event went. On Saturday, the woman made wreaths here at church, and apparently it went really well. Had around 25 women and some new faces, people that don't go to our church came, and apparently the wreaths were very beautiful, so sounds like a real success. And also just, we have an event coming up that we need chairs put out. So if people could stay behind and just help out with the chairs, and we'll direct it all. God bless you guys, and have a wonderful week.